Guys, we got an obesity problem in this country. And I know you're like, is this dude about to make fun of fat people while using his stomach as an armrest? And the answer is yes. It's not that funny, lady. All right, just relax. Thought I could fool you with the track jacket. They sell these to anybody. You don't even have to be a runner. My weight's gone up and down my whole life, and I blame the Book It program. If you don't know what the Book It program is, when I was in elementary school, Pizza Hut decided that the best way to solve the illiteracy problem was to offer children a free personal pan pizza if they read four books, or told their teacher that they read four books. And I mean, it was awesome when you were a kid, right? You got pizza for doing homework, but 30 years later, nobody's making you read books and you're hooked on pizza. That's kind of what I'm going through right now. I knew I had to drop some weight because I reached a point where I thought people were talking about my weight all the time, whether they were or not. That's just where my head was. Like when the Delta flight attendant asked me to switch seats to balance out a Canadair regional jet. That'll ruin your day real quick, okay? Because if I think about it, it's not me. It's where I'm sitting versus where there's too many empty seats. But if you're self-conscious about your weight, that's not what you hear. What you hear is, sir, if you move 10 feet that way, the whole plane will fly properly. Could you help us out? Could you help us out? And if you have to use the restroom, please ring your call button so we can send two people to your seat. Okay, I don't wanna turn this thing into a space shuttle. We're just trying to get to Florida. I don't know. I rationalize too much, right? I think, you know what? Everybody loves food. Why do I have to change? And it's true, everybody does love food. Bath and Body Works was selling a candle that smells like mashed potatoes. How fat are you, okay? When you want your bedroom to smell like buttered mashed potatoes. This fat, turns out. I got the gravy one too, it smelled amazing. It was a great deal, it was buy one, get one. And I got a free bottle of fried chicken body wash because I opened up a credit card to pay for it. Like, it was a good deal. Number one show on TV 6 years in a row was Man vs. Food. Yeah, they're doing it again. They got a new guy because the first one exploded or whatever. We don't need to do that show again. I learned everything I was supposed to learn the first time around. I watched that show as if it were a documentary meant to show America what will happen to your body if you eat unhealthy every day for 6 years. If you watch it like that, it works. You could leave here tonight. Go to YouTube. Do a search for Man versus Food. Watch a clip from season one, then immediately watch a clip from season six. You'll notice a difference right away. That guy was way skinnier when he started, and he had an amazing vocabulary. Where'd that go? Watch season one. He's very articulate. He's like, folks, there is a symphony of flavor going on in my mouth right now. When I bit down, I got heat from the peppers, I got sweet from the relish, little salt from the bacon. This place, they've done it, I'll tell you. They have made perfect harmony in the form of a sandwich. And then 6 years later, he's like, this is yummy. This is really good.